When was the last time you can remember being harmed in any way, physically, psychologically, or financially, by something which basically boiled down to being fucking stupid? I'm asking this because in this episode, I'm going to be talking about strategies to avoid stupid, and you can immediately do that by listening to this episode to the very end. Because if you don't do that, and end up missing out on all this important information, that would be really stupid. Hello, folks. My name is Ernest. Thank you for being here. Before I jump into this episode, I wanted to tell you about something you may have noticed, my absence, and I just thought that perhaps I owed you some kind of explanation. There has been an absolute need to get a new website. Besides many technical reasons, I was also rapidly running out of time to renew my current hosting contract, so I jumped into it with both feet, got a new website built, plus all the other technical and extremely stressful things that go with doing that. So now I invite you to either watch my show on my new website, theearnestmanshow.com, or listen to the episodes of your choice by simply clicking on the Listen tab on the same website. And just to give you my final thoughts concerning building the new website. Building a new website with a new host and everything else associated with it is something I hope I never have to fucking do again for the rest of my life. And to put this mildly, I would rather have an appendectomy, naked on a tin roof during a hailstorm using a fucking wooden cooking spoon. Having said that, now back to the episode. In my life, I've witnessed a lot of incredibly stupid shit. Thankfully, most of it I didn't create, although when young, there were a few times that I did. But here's one of the most important factors when it comes to dealing with stupid. You lose your objectivity, your ability to reason. Because stupid usually pushes your emotional buttons. And once you allow that to happen, you've already lost the battle and probably the war. So the very first thing you have to do is not get sucked up into what I call the crazy, emotional shitstorm. That is the precursor to your problems. Let me give you this little example. A stupid associate named Billy calls me up on the phone. I say associate because I don't have a single friend who's stupid, and I plan on keeping it that way. Before Billy even starts talking to me, I know what's about to come out. He's in some kind of trouble. He wants my help, and I'm not going to help him. And why am I not going to help him? Well, because I learned a long time ago that helping the stupid really doesn't help them. It's counterproductive, and very often, your humane goodwill ends up harming you even more. Now, in Billy's case, I figured out he was stupid long ago. And in my menagerie box, a box labeled stupid, there sits Billy, not understanding why I'm not helping him in his hour of need, or why so many other people he may consider to be his friends are not responding to his calls for help. Because what Billy doesn't understand is that he is suffering the inevitable consequences of his own stupidity. When it comes right down to it, there are many unspoken rules a person needs to follow if they not only want to survive in this world, but thrive. And one of those many rules is that life is not fucking totally about you. It's a compromise, and something I've talked about many times, symbiosis, which is a fancy word for give and take. You completely rebuild my car engine. I completely repaint your house. I make you a totally fantastic dinner with a great wine, and you fuck my brains out. Life is meant to be give and take. That is, except to someone who is totally fucking stupid. That despite even being told this, which is something a non-stupid person doesn't have to be told because they already understand it on an intuitive level. The stupid person chooses to ignore this fact in life and simply can't understand why all of his old friends have become so mean to them and will no longer help them, with not even the slightest thought, the slightest intuitive consideration that maybe, just maybe, all of those people in their lives really got sick of helping their stupid ass 5, 6, 7, 10 fucking times, and the stupid person didn't do a fucking thing in return to help them. So yes, life is completely about keeping score, and anyone that would seriously try to convince you otherwise is, well, either being completely disingenuous or is fucking stupid. But if you're not being completely honest with yourself about stupidity, and you keep interacting with the stupid, you will sooner or later understand that one of the most powerful and painful fires in existence is stupidity. And sooner or later, you will get burned. Before I continue, if you're enjoying this episode, it would be really great if you would consider subscribing and hitting that notification bell. And would you please also reach out to me and let me know how or where you found this episode? And the best way to reach me is to go to my website, theearnestmanshow.com, and click on the About Me contact page. It would be very much appreciated. Now, back to the episode. So, where was I? Let's see. The thing about stupid. Ah, yes. Avoiding the consequences of stupid. In case you haven't already noticed this in life, there are a hell of a lot of stupid people out there. But perhaps what is even more stranger is how many people simply don't notice stupid. It seems as though many people, especially when they're talking about, you know, family members, will go out of their way to refuse to point out not only when something is fucking stupid, but the stupid situation exists because of the stupid person that created it. Because I don't want to talk your ears off, I'll just leave you with my final thoughts on the stupid. You should never waste your time, effort, or energy on anything stupid. And in order to do that, you need to stop engaging with it. Or for some other reason, if you must engage with it, do not engage with it or the person being stupid emotionally. That's the worst thing you can do. When a stupid person approaches you with a crisis, and their life is often a perpetual crisis, which might have something to do with them being stupid, the best thing you can do is psychologically take a step back, take a deep, relaxing breath or two, think about their situation for a few moments, and hopefully you'll realize, Jesus Christ, that's so incredibly stupid, and get away from them and their stupid any way you can. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.